new kid in my class today. She smiled a lot like me. We both like video games. She asked me, what's your name? I invited her to sit by me. I said, if you want, I can be your friend. I'll stick by you through thick and thin. And I know how to make daisy chains and a real good paper plane. We'll stick together like glue. She came from far away across the sea. There was a war out there. She said her family just had to leave. The waves were dark and crashing everywhere. She said, if you want, I can be your friend. I'll stick with you through thick and thin. And I know how to make Tony case and a real good paper plane. We'll stick together like glue. We'll light the darkest shadows. We'll take on all the bullies. We'll take the world on like superheroes. We'll light the darkest shadows. Now everywhere we go, we tell everyone we meet. Doesn't matter where you be, only where you're going to. And if you got a smile, use it to break down walls. And if you got peace, peace is the biggest prize of all. We'll light the darkest shadows. We'll take on all the bullies. We'll take the world on like superheroes. We'll light the darkest shadows. We'll light the darkest shadows. I was the new kid in my class today. One of the other girls smiled at me. We both like video games. I asked her, what's your name? And now the rest is history.
That's Claudia Robin Gunn out of New Zealand right here on the Children's Hour. We're talking with Dr. Lee Francis IV. He's from the Pueblo of Laguna. He's Dr. Indigenerd. He's the founder and chief imagination officer of the Indigenous Imagination Workshop. And that's an organization dedicated to having Indigenous representation in the world of graphic novels. Why does it matter if a story is told from an Indigenous perspective versus not an Indigenous perspective? What is it that was missing for you from those early comics that you read that were not Indigenous?
Yeah, that's a great question. The ones that were not Indigenous, although I loved them and I grew up with them and they were inspirational for me, there's always a part where I like to be able to see myself represented in the media. Imagine that you are a person that really likes horses. We'll just use that as an example. But everything that you ever come across is just about people liking dogs and cats. And you don't get to read anything about people liking horses. And you don't mind dogs and cats. And you probably have a cat and you like to pet them. But you're really into horses. And you just love horses so much. You ride horses. You're a horse culture person. But you never see anything that looks like that. Well, along comes somebody that says, hey, I'm going to draw this picture and I'll make this book. And it's going to talk about being a person that loves horses. It makes you feel really good. It makes you feel good that you get to see yourself, that you get to have the same connections and experiences as other people. One of the other reasons why it's important to have Native Americans or Native people telling these stories is that oftentimes, if you're not a part of that culture, some of the details you can get a little wrong. There's a lot of people, and not in New Mexico, of course, but around the United States and around the world that think the Native Americans all live in teepees and all ride on horseback and have big feathered bonnets, and that they go around and they're all mighty warriors. Well, part of the work that I do, and part of the why it's important, is to tell other stories in a visual way that shows Pueblo people like me, just living our lives, or telling historical moments where we had, not every Native person was a warrior. They were diplomats and traders and storytellers and technologists and thinkers. All of that is why I think it's important to be able to tell those stories.
What started your series of comic books? Like, what is one of your series of comic books?
Ooh, one of the first things that we wrote and that we created was a big book called The Tales of the Mighty Code Talkers. And The Tales of the Mighty Code Talkers was a story that talked about the Code Talkers, but their whole history from World War I all the way through the Korean War when they were finally disbanded. A Code Talker was somebody that used their Native American and traditional language to do codes, like secret codes back and forth to each other during World War I and World War II and on into Korea. Because our native languages weren't written down, as long as the two folks were talking to each other, none of the enemies could ever understand what was being said unless they were from that tribe or their community. So they were speaking in code. They became known as the Code Talkers.
That's Dr. Lee Francis from the Pueblo of Laguna. He's also known as Dr. Indigenerd. He's the founder and chief imagination officer of the Indigenous Imagination Workshop. We've got a lot more to learn about graphic novels right here on the Children's Hour, but first, this is Artson, Kese, and Superman.
Never give up, let go, never stop dreaming, never stop chasing the things you believe in, never ever, ever, ever stop reaching for the ceiling till you reach the top. Never give up, let go, never stop dreaming, never stop chasing the things you believe in, never ever, ever, ever stop reaching for the ceiling till you reach the top. Look, my top of the world and I'm soaring, tongue out, wings spread, Mike Jordan, mic check like a night check, swoosh, get it, yeah I said it, never let it get to the dome when I wet it, spread it, the healing and the feeling I got, I'm reaching for the ceiling when I'm dealing with thoughts, feel me, laughing at myself like, oh silly me, chill, stay real to the vision, keep on living for the skills I was given, winning cause I'm hitting them out the park, run around the bases back to start, my heartbeat pumps and pounds my chest and I'll never stop reaching till I'm all out of breath, never give up, let go, never stop dreaming, never stop chasing the things you believe in, never ever, ever, ever stop, reaching for the ceiling till you reach the top, never give up, let go, never stop dreaming, never stop chasing the things you believe in, never ever, ever, ever stop, reaching for the ceiling till you reach the top.
Yo, many, many times we struggle through the human battle make you feel like you're a cattle, but don't give up and try to live up to expectation that they give in, live your own life, know it's fake and nonfiction. Okay. We've been through the storm, came out, we're torn, learn the lessons, adapt or conform. I can't stop, won't stop, want more. I stand up for a reason and purpose, I'm a tourist, I'm how the earth is. Focus, vision, observe, listen, dance to the rhythm, makes sense when you spit. Yo, I can't stop, won't stop, don't stop, this is for my people, this is for hip hop. Yo, we don't give up, yo, we ain't scared, yo, our men's too strong with our pipes in the air.
Never give up, let go, never stop dreaming, never stop chasing the things you believe in, never ever, ever, ever stop reaching for the ceiling till you reach the top. Never give up, let go, never stop dreaming, never stop chasing the things you believe in, never ever, ever, ever stop reaching for the ceiling till you reach the top.
Hey, machine go rap for all my people with the back, steady your back, freestyle, cranium's crack. Every day is another opportunity to be better than the fool that you used to be. Truthfully, you're the limits up in your head, hit it with infrared, now go get it and let it spread to the whole nation. It's a flotation, standing ovation, make a donation in locations, now we're here. Throw your hands in the air like you just don't care, cause I wanna rock right now. I'm Superman, I came to get down. Yo, cause it sounds all fresh, all around we bless, don't allow no stress. Feel my heartbeat pumps and pounds my chest, and I never stop reaching till I'm all out of breath. Come
never
on,
give up, let go, never stop dreaming, never stop chasing the things you believe in, never ever, ever, ever stop reaching for the ceiling till you reach the top. Never give up, let go, never stop dreaming, never stop chasing the things you believe in, never ever, ever, ever stop reaching for the ceiling till you reach the top.
you're listening to the Children's Hour today, we're learning about graphic novels, and not just graphic novels, but specifically graphic novels geared towards Indigenous people, Native people. Our guest is Dr. Lee Francis IV. He's from the Pueblo of Laguna. He is Dr. Indigenerd, the founder and chief imagination officer of the Indigenous Imagination Workshop.
What is your favorite comic book which you wrote? And by comic book, I mean just like, you know, any type of sequential art form.
And this is always a tough question for any writer or artist. But I think one of the ones that had the most meaning for me was another comic that we wrote that took place outside of Philadelphia called Ghost River. And I wrote that about almost 5 years ago. And it tells the story of the Conestoga people who were attacked and killed way back in the 1700s. And it tells their history. It tells their past and present and future. And while I was writing it, I got the chance to go and visit their homelands, where they were, where they had their original township. And I got to work with one of my favorite artists. Her name is Wisholyo Alvitre. She's Tongva, a Native American from Southern California, from the Los Angeles basin. It was just a really memorable experience because I think that for me, the writing itself, like the product, what comes out of it when I finish the writing, is just as important as how I got there, the journey to the writing. This was one of those projects that was one of the comics that was really great for me for both instances, to write and to experience. And you can read that one for free at ghostriver.org. So if you want to go check it out, yeah, you don't have to go down to the comic shop. You can just pop up on your computer.
What was like the hardest part of making books?
The hardest part of making books for me is still just the writing of it. Just like you guys, I'm no different. We all start out on a blank page. It all looks the same, whether you're typing it on a computer, whether you're writing it in a journal, it's still just a blank page. And that blank page can be really intimidating because there's so much possibilities. And I still look at it, I was like, what am I going to do? I have no idea. And I'll outline and I'll make notes. But when you go to sit down and actually start writing, it can still be a little scary. So that is always the hardest part. Now, once I get started, once you get past that little bit of scaredness, that little bit of fear, you're ready to go. And that's what I love it the most.
How do you keep motivation when you're working on a project that could last years?
You got to tackle it in little small sections. Also, when I have my motivation, it's working with a team. So even when I'm working on things that I'm just working on for myself, it's setting deadlines. It's making sure things get met. I just have to do that internally. But it's really great. I find it's more motivating when I have a team that works with me, that I can run ideas past, that I can share new things with, that we can figure out creatively how things are going to work. That's my favorite way to be motivated. For me, a lot of the times it's just saying what I want to see is the end result. And so I always keep in my head what that final book is going to be like when I get it and I get to open it up. That's what keeps me moving forward when I'm looking at a project that's been sitting on my computer desktop for 18 months. And I was like, just get me the book and then I'll be done and I'll be happy. That's always a great motivator.
Dr. Lee Francis, I hope that people listening get inspired to give graphic novels a chance. And don't just assume that they're just for little kids, because there are so many good ones that are being published right now, including by your company. And we've got links posted where you can find them at childrenshour.org. Thank you for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you all. You're amazing.
Mighty Mouse, the way I hide, the way I hide, the way I hide.
from Kids Powwow Songs. That's the Black Lodge Singers. And this is Claire Ness from Broccoli Farm with Superhero right here on the Children's Hour.
You're a superhero to the rescue, a superhero saving the world. You're a superhero to the rescue, a superhero with a heart of gold. Spider-Man and Superman and Wonder Woman too, with all their magic powers and suits of red and blue. Iron Man and Batman, Hercules and Sailor Moon, they've got nothing on you. You're a superhero to the rescue, a superhero saving the world. You're a superhero to the rescue, a superhero with a heart of gold. Lightning speed and fists of steel, spider sense or a Batmobile, telepathy and force fields and powers unrevealed, laser beams and sonic screams, anything that you can dream. Nothing quite compares to having you on my team. You're a superhero to the rescue, a superhero saving the world. You're a superhero to the rescue, a superhero with a heart of gold. Rescue, a superhero saving the world. You're a superhero to the rescue, a superhero with a heart of gold. A superhero with a heart of gold.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the New Mexico Children's Foundation. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.